This recording, Thailand 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that icy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out of a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I grew up in Bangkok. Actually, I was born and raised there. I came here to the States since I was, I believe, 16 or 17 for high school here, for junior and senior in high school. My parents sent me here actually to start off because my dad is a high-rank military officer. He came to fall in with here, and he wanted his daughter, which I'm the oldest daughter of the family, to also be like bilingual. Actually, that's how I want. I want to speak different language. So in order to speak English and become interpreter, work in United Nations and so on. So that's why I end up here, so that I could speak English fluently. I was a French major here during the time, so during college. And after that, I supposed to go to France to further my education there so I could speak French fluently. But things end up here, so after college, I got married instead, so I never did go to France. So I had my family, and that's how I end up here. My husband's from Thailand. That's what I can't get rid of my accent, regardless, because we speak Thai at home. My boys, I have 3 boys. They all were born here. They all KU graduate. Two of them lived here in Lawrence, and one of them lived in Kansas City. I speak to them in English because they don't know how to speak Thai. I do speak Thai at home when I go home.